So let's review. The Gemara continues to explain the remainder of the previous Mishnah on Daf Beis. Al Sha'aver Shabbatera Hakalas Vachamuris Hazdainis Vashkogas Hoida Veloy Hoida Ase Veloysa Se Krisis and Mrs. Bezin Seir Mishtaleach Mechaper. As the Gemara explains, the Mishnah teaches that the Sar Mishtaleach atones for all other Averis as follows. Ben Kalas, Ben Chamuris, Ben Shasim Meshogig, Ben Shasim Amazed, regardless of whether the Aver was light or severe, whether the Aver was committed inadvertently or intentionally, and regarding Oisin Sha'asim Meshogig, Ben Noidele Sveikin, Ben Loy Noidele Sveikin. The Sar Meshtalech atones for a Shogig regardless of whether he later became aware of it or not. The Elohen Kalas, Asei Veloy Sasei. The light Averis are a positive or negative commandment that are not punishable with Misa. The Elohen Chamuris, Krisis and Mrs. Bezdin. The severe averus are those that are punishable with misa. The Gemara asks, "Hayase hechudami? How does the sar mishtalech accomplish kapara for an ase? Idale of a tshuva zebech rishum te'eva. If the transgressor did not do tshuva for failing to fulfill the ase, the carbon cannot accomplish kapara for him because a rasha's carbon is abominable. Ida of a tshuva kol yeminami. If he did do tshuva for the ase, then he receives kapara even without a carbon, as the Braisa states." If one transgressed a mitzvah saseh and does tshuva, he's forgiven right away. Reb Zera answers that this is a case of be'imid b'marda. He did not do tshuva. However, the Mishnah is Rebbe who holds akol averus shabatari bein asa tshuva bein lo yasa tshuva yom kippur mechaper. For the majority of averus, yom kippur accomplishes kapara even if one did not do tshuva. However, there are three exceptions: chutz mi perik oil, magal uponim b'teira, umeifa bris baser. For stringent averis, such as one who rebels against the Torah, or one who openly disparages those who learn Torah, or one who does not perform circumcision, Yom Kippur accomplishes kapara only if he did tshuva, but not if he did not do tshuva. Because the pasuk states, "Ki dvar Hashem baza mitzvasei hafer, he karis tikaris hanefesh ahi avoin ba." The words "Ki dvar Hashem baza" refer to zeh perik oil umagal upon the Torah, and the words "ves mitzvasei hafer" refer to zeh meifa bris baser. And the pasuk continues, Tikaris, Tikaris, Tikaris lefnei Yom Kippurim, Tikaris l'achri Yom Kippurim. He will die before and even after Yom Kippur because lo yasa tshuva ein Yom Kippur mechaper. However, im asa tshuva Yom Kippur mechaper, because the pasuk concludes with avoy neba, lo yimarte el bezman sh'avoy neba. The Gemara continues, however, that the Sifra, which is Rabbi Huda, disagrees with Rabbi and holds, akol avir shabatayra shem asa tshuva Yom Kippur mechaper, vimlav ein Yom Kippur mechaper. For all averus, Yom Kippur is not mechaper for one who did not do tshuva, because the pasuk states, "Ach ba'asul achidus hashvi Yom Kippurim hu." Ach chilik. The exclusive word "ach" teaches she pa'amim she ein Yom Kippur mechaper. Sometimes Yom Kippur is not mechaper, such as for one who did not do tshuva. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the above pasuk hidvar shem baza mitzvasei hafer karis tikaris hanefesh ahi avoyin the ba does not refer to Yom Kippur, but rather to Olam Haba, and that regarding kol averus shabatayra bein asa tshuva bein lo yasa tshuva yesh lechelek l'Olam Haba, he will receive a portion in the world to come. Because as Rashi explains, misa mamrekes, his death alone is mechaper even without tshuva. However, regarding parik olam megal upon b'teira meifah bris b'baser im lo yasa tshuva ein lechelek l'Olam Haba. Because the pasuk states, "Tikaris, tikaris, tikaris ba'el mazeh," he will die young in this world, tikaris la'el maba, and he will be severed from the world to come. However, imasa tshuva yesh lechelek la'el maba, because the pasuk concludes with avoy neba, shemasa tshuva v'meis misa memrekes. His death is mechaper together with tshuva, and he can then enter la'el maba because the sin is erased. The Gemara proceeds with a contradiction in the Sifra regarding kaparis Yom Kippurim. The previously mentioned Sifra holds Yom Kippur ain mechaper al she'ain mshavim. Yom Kippur is not mechaper for one who did not do tshuva. While the Sifra in another place teaches Yom Kippur mechaper afilu lo his anabai v'loy kari mikro kodesh v'asa b'malacha. Yom Kippur is mechaper even for one who did not fast, did not recite the brachas, and did work on Yom Kippur, because the pasuk states Yom Kippurim hu mikol makim. And this implies that Yom Kippur mechaper al she'ain mshavim. The Gemara offers two explanations. Abaye says loy kasher har Rebbe v'har Behuda. The first Sifra is Rabbi Huda, who holds Yom Kippur ein mechaper she'ein mshavim, while the second Sifra is Rabbi, who holds Yom Kippur mechaper she'ein mshavim. Rabbi says, "Hava ha Rabbi, and umoide Rabbi bukaris de yoyma." Rabbi agrees that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for one who violated the specific isurim of Yom Kippur. Therefore, the first Sifra refers to kapara for the averus of Yom Kippur, for which Yom Kippur ein mechaper she'ein mshavim, while the second Sifra refers to kapara for all other averus for which Yom Kippur mechaper she'ein mshavim. According to this teretz, we must say that unlike the Gemara's understanding in the Kasha, the second Braisa does not refer to Averis to Yom Kippurim. The Mishnah proceeds with a machlekes Rabbi Huda Reb Shimon regarding the kapara of Shara Averis. Rabbi Yehuda holds al shar averus siyam shtelech mechaper echad yisraelim echad kehanim echad kohen meshuach. For shar averus, there's only one carbon. The siyam shtelech is mechaper for both kehanim and yisraelim. However, ma ben yisraelim lekehanim lekohen meshuach el shapar mechaper lekehanim al tumas mikdash ukedashav. Only for tumas mikdash ukedashav there are separate carbonas. The parakohen gadol is mechaper for the kehanim, and the sar hapanim is mechaper for the yisraelim. Shimon disagrees and holds that for both Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim and Shah Averis, there are separate Karbanas for Kehanim and Yisraelim as follows. Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim, K'shem Shadam Asar HaNasa Bifnim, Mechapa Al Yisrael, Kach Dam HaPar Mechapa Al Kehanim. Just as the sprinkling of the Dam Sarah Panimi alone is Mechapa for the Yisraelim, even without Vidui, because the Sarah Panimi has no Vidui, so too the sprinkling of the Dam Par Koyin Godel alone is Mechapa for the Kehanim, even without the Vidui. And regarding Shah Averis, Kishim Shavidu Yishal Sar Mishtalech Mechapa al Yisrael, Kach Vidu Yishal Par Mechapa al Kehanim. Just as the Vidu of the Sar Mishtalech alone is Mechapa for the Yisraelim, because the Sar Mishtalech has no Hazal, so to the Vidu of the Par alone is Mechapa for the Kehanim. And the Gemara proceeds with the sources for the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Kehanim Eskap and Mesir Mishtalech, cites the Pasuk V'chiper as Mikdash HaKadosh V'Gleimer, V'al Kehanim V'al Kol Am HaKol Kol Yichaper. Kahanim kimashmoi, amakol el Yisrael, yichaper el levim. Rida holds that the pasuk compares kahanim levim Yisraelim to teach that hushvu kulun lekapar achas shemeskaper b'sar mishtalech b'sha averus. They all achieve kapara for sha averus through the sar mishtalech. While Reb Shimon holds that this pasuk only compares kahanim levim Yisraelim in that hushvu the bnei kapara nenu. Miu kolchad b'chad mechaper b'dinafshe. They all achieve kapara for the same averus. However, each group achieved their kapara through a different carbon. Reb Shimon, who holds Kehanim Eim Meskapim B'Sar Mishtaleach, cites the Pasuk V'Lokach HaShnei HaSeirim. Iskish Sar Mishtaleach L'Sar HaNasa B'Fnim. There's a hekesh of the two goats, a comparison of the Sar Mishtaleach to the Sar HaPanimi, and that Ma Sar HaNasa B'Fnim Eina Mechapa Al Kehanim Al Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav. Just like the Sar HaPanimi is not Mechapa for the Kehanim for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, because the Pasuk there states Asher La'am, Av Sar HaMishtaleach Eina Mechapa Al Kehanim B'Sar HaVeris, so too the Sar HaMishtaleach is not Mechapa for the Kehanim for Sar HaVeris. While Rabbi Yehuda holds that this Hekesh only teaches Shiyushav Memaru Bukaimu Ubudamim, the two Seir must be similar in their appearance, in their height, and in their value. Hanlach Perk Shvuah 2, Rabbi Bokshim completed the first Perk of Masechta Shvuos, and in the next year we'll begin the second Perk, Yedias HaTumah Be'ezes HaShem.